Yeah, up this morning, you know, going 21-9, it's not the best thing you want to do in the morning, but you know, I'm kind of building myself back into this freestyle. So 21-6 is definitely a good place. Going in tied third makes it a bit interesting. You know, obviously, have to see how the lane placement is. Going next to Caleb is quite an experience because his dive is phenomenal. So we'll see how it turns out. And, you know, there's so many people on 21-6, 21-7. So it's going to be one of the fastest 50 freestyle finals there's been in a long time. It's good to be a part of it.
Some of the big guns missed out as well, like Nathan Adrian.
Really? Yeah, I've not seen the, you know, it's all so close together that it's hard to really judge who made it in, but I'll go back and have a look. It'll be good. It's the new guys coming through the field. Caleb Jussel is an outstanding swimmer. And obviously, this is really his breakout year, so for him to go 21-2 there, you know, if he can move that on, that'd be an amazing achievement, but also, you know, the race is still there. It's still a possibility.
How does it feel swimming, racing in a race like this, knowing you are already a world champion?
It definitely takes a lot off my shoulders. You know, I can miss this final and still go back happy, but you know, I'm definitely still hungry for this freestyle. You know, it's the one I really work for, and it'd be a shame to not put in a good performance tomorrow. So after winning that gold, I just went back and switched my mind off again, and you know, didn't really reflect on that result, and obviously get tomorrow done. Got 24 hours now to really go back and work on what I need to change. But every day is day one, so you know, you gotta go in with a fresh mind to get the performance you want.